Jetzt hören wir ein vorab aufgezeichnetes Interview mit der Rosemary Hyde. Sie ist Gründerin und Präsidentin von Living Peace Now. Das ist eine Online-Plattform mit dem Motto «Together we can create peace». Und laut der Aussage von der Rosemary Hyde ist das ein Freundschaftsinkubator.
It's actually a friendship incubator. So it's a place where people can meet other people and, you know, assume that we have a love of peace in common. And as we learn about how to become more peaceful together, we become friends. So it's all on Zoom, it's online, and people are coming into sessions together, discussions or classes from all over the world. You know, we've got about 60 countries, but it's mostly young people, mostly either university students or people who have graduated from university and who often want to qualify to get scholarships and become international students in another country. So we do our discussions in English. We're starting in September to also do discussions in French, because we have many people who speak French on our discussions, and, you know, it's fun to talk in your own language. And we have people from English-speaking countries who have studied French and would like to meet some French-speaking people. We generally have a topic that we're learning about, and it's like how to be serene inside, how to be peaceful inside, so that when something doesn't go as we want, we can stay calm and peaceful. And that's something that everybody can use. We talk about, you know, the workplace. We talk about families. We talk about skills. You know, what are things to practice to become peaceful and to become peacemakers? It's a work in progress that we're all doing together. And right now we have about 800 people all told who have registered, and, you know, different people attend different events. We're doing a festival later today, which is about movement and how moving physically, walking, dancing. We have a couple of dancers and dance troupes that are going to share pieces with us. And the whole subject is, okay, so how can we use our body's ability to move to create peace inside? So the topics are always changing. We have a website, which is livingpeacenow.org, or you can find Living Peace Now on Facebook.
You mentioned the classes that you offer. Is there some sort of graduation that you can achieve?
Okay, so the classes are peacemaking classes, which are really discussion groups. And there are also language classes of actually what we're... When people have studied a language in school, they know the language, but they haven't had a chance to use it in talking with people who really speak that language. So our classes are actually opportunities to build your sense of ease in your second language so that you feel comfortable communicating in it with people who speak it. For the language classes, What we offer is assistance in getting to a high enough score in the language tests so that you would be accepted, a score of over 100 on the TOEFL, say. And then we assist students in the classes on how to fill out the application forms to figure out what they really want to see in your answers and how to create a persuasive essay and, you know, summer forms so that they get the scholarship they want. And so that's very practical. And the other aspect, yes, we are in the process of creating a peacemaking certificate.
What is part of this peacemaking certificate that you're planning? What will be taught in this class?
There are different skills for achieving inner serenity, for learning to understand and be compassionate with where all humans are coming from. You know, we're all one in our needs and in our emotional responses. Our brains are different, but our hearts are one. And so becoming aware of that and experiencing it and practicing being in that awareness is, you know, basically the subject of our discussion groups. And we change, you know, we go through as a program, as an academic program would, we go through different skills. So we've done classes on how to communicate with people, how to be aware of where people are at emotionally, how to make the assumption that people want to be loved and want to make a difference as positive, how to respond when somebody is tactless. It doesn't, you know, doesn't know how to communicate peacefully. How can you communicate peacefully so that conflict doesn't start, say, in a work team or in a family?
What would you say is the first step in this learning of communication? What would you say is the most important thing when you start out on this journey as a student?
I think really that for being peaceful, being at peace inside, knowing that the world is a place where we have choices how to respond to anything. And when we choose a compassionate, kind, loving response, that's what we'll experience in our lives. And if we choose to assume, which we always can, that the world is against us and we're a victim, that's what we'll experience. So it's about changing our basic awareness of the possibilities that life offers us and to make always the positive choice is that we have. We always have choices. And that's a very important thing to be aware of in every situation.
Do you have any advice for our young listeners who maybe have questions that you answer also in your courses about mindfulness or the thoughts and choices that they have to make in life? What would be your advice for younger people?
Okay. The most important thing to be aware of is that peace is always possible inside ourselves. And that's where it counts. So the better we learn communication skills and negotiation skills and management skills. And, you know, the better handle we have on our own perceptions, and the better ability we have to see that a positive solution can always be found, and you can always choose that. And we're not here to be victims of anybody else. We're here to make a happy life for ourselves. And the way we do that is through helping others to be happy. In other words, kindness is powerful, incredibly powerful. And that includes kindness to ourselves.
Das ist Radio Chico.